everyone. Welcome to The Consumerists. I'm Ricky.
And I'm Sarah, and we're your co-hosts. And we're back.
And we're
after a long break.
Oh, and we've been flexing some spending power here, Sarah.
Guys, this is going to be worth the wait. Ricky
flexing.
And I have been terrorizing the city with our credit cards.
And I have been literally terrorizing some. I kind of terrorized the Bay. I did a full-on gaslight onto them, and so I'll get into that later.
Oh my god, Sarah.
I was so nervous.
I don't even know this story, and we've actually been seeing each other a bit, so...
I know, right?
But how are you? How's it all been?
I'm good. I've just been really trying to like wrap my head around the fact that it is summer. It is nice out. Well, not today, but it's nice out generally. And we're coming into a little bit of a heat wave in Calgary. And like, and we can go out and restrictions are lifting. And like, I mean, it's just a lot. It's a lot. I'm fully vaccinated. So
I know. Me too. Yeah. I know. It's all very surreal. Like, and didn't I say this? I remember saying this at the beginning of May, that I just feel like it's going to go from like 0 to 100. Like, we're going to suddenly feel like we're locked down. Things are so shitty. Like, and then all of a sudden, before we even realize it, like, it's like, boom, boom, boom. Things are happening. Like, borders are opening, parties. And, like, it's just, it's all going to happen so quickly.
Yes.
But there is a sense of being kind of like overwhelmed, because I feel like I'm like, I have to do all the things. I've wasted so much time. Like, I feel like I'm being crazy and I need to chill.
No, it's so true. Like, it's like, okay, here's an analogy. I was hungry and I went grocery shopping, which is always the wrong thing to do. I bought so many weird things. I came home and I had a bit of everything in one sitting, and it was wrong of me. Like, it really, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't savor the moment. So let's savor the moment.
Ah, that's true. I like that analogy.
Yeah.
Just everyone chill out. This doesn't have to be
this can be
everything.
Yeah, you're in it for the long game here.
Yeah, we've
got
a year and a half to make up for, and you can't do it in one summer.
You can't do it in one summer. No, you can't. It's going to be too much. You're going to injure yourself in some way. Right? Although
oh god.
Well, people's spending habits have changed, obviously, in the year and a half that we've been on lockdown. There is such a thirst and appetite for luxury, for shopping, for in-person shopping, travel, restaurant, everything right now.
I know.
It's going to explode.
I know. I want to. That's what I was going to pitch for maybe like a theme in a couple of weeks from now. We could do something about, I've been reading a few things like here and there about are people going to do fall collections? Are we going to have fashion weeks? Like, what's it all going to look like when it all shakes out? Like, how is this all... How are we going to approach retail? How are we going to approach collections? Like, all of it. I'm really interested.
I know. Well, I want to be wooed back. That's for sure. I want to be wooed back.
True.
I just want it. If I go to a mall now, I do not want it to be like, okay, speaking of the Bay, I went to the Bay. It's part of my long story. Okay, well, here's the story. Do you want me to just launch right in?
Yes, let's just do it. Let's do it.
Okay, so I have like $100 in Bay. Remember last year when they just randomly called me and said, hi, Ricky, you've got $270 in rewards points.
Great. Like,
how
I
are you
going to
wear? And I'm like, what? I've not even, like, I don't know how that happened. But I was using my Bay credit card diligently, you know, for years. And I didn't know. It just all popped up. So I got that beautiful Sandro jacket. Well, I used it towards a Sandro jacket. It was so beautiful. So honestly, since then, Sarah, I've accumulated $100 in rewards points from the Bay. Like, I don't know how. Like, honestly, it's just random shopping. They did switch their credit card over from Capital One to Neo Financial.
Ah, yeah, I saw that.
I didn't do it because I'm going to be moving and there's no reason for me to have another Canadian credit card. But
probably not.
Right? But hey, you know, if it's a pretty good card. I was looking at it and there are a lot of benefits. And if you do shop at the Bay, or the Bay is the type of place where you could always shop at if you had points, right? There's a whole, like everything you want. It's a pretty good option. Anyway, so I have $100 in points and I thought, oh God, I better use this towards something before I leave Canada. And I was walking in Nordstrom the other day and I sprayed on this cologne called Antaeus. It's by Chanel. And I was like, what is this? This is the best. And I did some research because it has this like very 80s kind of like stinky good cologne smell. I don't know how to explain it, but it smells like kind of like BO. And I like that type of musky. I don't know. I like it. And it does definitely bring me back to the era. Like that is what those fragrances were like. So I'm like, I'm going to buy Antaeus from the Bay. So, and it's pretty cheap, like, you know, on the range of how much colognes can be, it's $140 for like whatever bottle. Okay, so I put my $100, paid $40, got it home, got it delivered, and it just didn't smell the same as the tester did. Like not at all. So I was like, I'm not keeping this. I'm going to take it back and I'm just going to get back my dollars and my rewards points and call it a day and just get something else. Get my Terre d'Hermes, which you can buy at the Bay, right? So, okay, so I go and this is the experience thing. I'm at the mall and I'm getting announcements every 2 seconds. It's almost 7 o'clock. The Bay will be closing in 10 minutes. Like what? I'm sorry. It's daylight until midnight here and you're closing still at 7. Like this is not a shopper centric vibe right now that I'm getting from the mall. And
I think they were doing that too because of like COVID and extra cleaning protocols, but it does seem weird now at this stage that we're still doing it.
Exactly.
Right?
Like I think, and my whole like kind of thing about yes, cleaning protocols, all those things. But if you narrow your window and you're going to have an X amount of shoppers in a day, are you not just squeezing? Aren't you actually making your capacity kind of, you know, like more on the line, like treading the line? So I don't know, just keep your regular hours, spread out the customer a little bit more in the day and blah, 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 whatever. But anyway, it was just like, okay, I'm running. I run and I fear the cosmetics and fragrance people at the Bay in a way that, you know what, like I would put a full mask on walking through there so they don't recognize me and ask me a million questions and stuff. And then the irony of, the only place at the Bay that you'll get, you know, someone proactively coming to help you. So yet then I'm there, I have 10 minutes. Literally no one is coming up to me. I'm like, this is different. But anyway, so I find a woman who wants to help me and she's like, you know, they're just never, I don't know. It wasn't that great, but I returned it. She made me fill out this form, blah, blah, blah. But then I noticed that, they discounted or they refunded $40 onto my credit card, but they hadn't refunded the rewards points back to my rewards point. And I was mad. I'm like, that's $100. And honestly, that's like cash to me. That's like money to me at your place. So I emailed them. I'm like, do you refund the rewards? I find that a little odd, blah, blah, blah. Then I was hadn't heard back from them for 2 days. Then I'm chatting with this lady on like, and online, and I'm like, I'm having an issue with the rewards. Well, I look at my credit card statement and they actually refunded me the full $140 onto my credit card, which is a windfall, right? Like that is So I actually got the money out of those rewards points.
After terrorizing them. And like, oh my God.
Repeatedly. And I was going to march in there and cause a stink. And so I totally had to ghost them. I was totally gaslighting the Bay. Really bad. Oh my God. So now I have $140 on my credit card. That's like a bonus because I had paid off my credit card in a way like, religiously, if there's like $10 on there, I pay $10. Like soon as I see some money. So I have $140. What should I spend it on?
I don't know. Well, I think you should just get the other cologne. Well, I feel like you have so many.
I have. That's the thing. I didn't need it. I didn't even need that one. And it was a big mistake. It's gorgeous. Hold on to it. Just do whatever.
Buy some end of season stuff because for, you know, you're going to need, I almost never buy. Like, it's hard to spend money on end of season summer stuff when the fall stuff's coming out when you live in a city like Calgary, but you're going to be living in a city like Arizona. Arizona's not a city, but Phoenix is a city. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that is a really good idea. Like, stock up on some of those summer looks from like Sandro.
Yeah.
That would be normally totally cost prohibitive. Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
I love that.
Okay.
The thing about the bae that just like kills me, we've talked about this so many times. But, like, when I hear something like this, I just...
could be just a bae podcast.
Just like, it's so could be. And it makes me crazy because I'm like, I feel like we all want the bae to be successful. It's like the Canadian story of like, come on, but guys, get it together. Like, I just... And I mean, it's weird because they invest in some things. Like, I don't know. I think all of these... Have you seen the new ads? They did them at Christmas with like... Annie Murphy and Moira Rose, but I can't remember her real name.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah. And they're doing a summer one now with Annie Murphy, and it's really fun. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yes.
And
I'm like, they do that. Yes, they do that, but it's like a Toronto versus everyone approach. I feel like that is a very Toronto centric, because your Bay experience in downtown Toronto is amazing. It's so good. Vancouver, so good. But then you go to some of these other
stores. True, that's really true too. Yeah.
And they're just missing, you know, everyday Canadians in a lot of big way.
I know. But then when you hit a deal at the Bay, okay, so.
Oh, there's nothing.
My Bay story for the last couple of weeks. I been looking for a rug for my living room, and like, I don't know, rugs are pretty expensive, obviously, like big area ones.
Oh yeah.
I found one from the Bay. It was on sale for $140, and it's like a 6x10 rug. It's huge. Yeah. And so it's on its way.
Oh, it's on its way.
Yeah. How? I ordered it last week.
Oh my God.
I have no idea how this is going to arrive, but I ordered it last week, and it's, and then I ordered, okay, I don't know if you've seen, anytime you place an ad or place an order on thebay.com right now, they're trying to get you, if you spend like $80 or $100, I can't remember how much it is, you get this like eco blanket.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. It's just a blanket, but they're $80 regular, but you get it for $20. And okay. Of course, I'm such a sucker for shit like that.
Yes.
Also, though, I have like this outdoor space and I want blankets. So it was black, and it's black and white, which goes with my vibe. So I was like, sure, I'll get it. I actually got the blanket first, of course.
Oh, okay.
And it's great. I really like it. So that's good.
That's so good. Okay.
Waiting on this carpet. Have no idea how it's going to arrive. I also have like 8 orders out in the mail right now. Have no idea where things are. Everything's lost out in the world.
Let's go through them.
Okay, well, so this bay rug, let's find out. Let's see when it comes. No one knows. I'll keep you guys updated, but very exciting. Wayfair, I ordered a console table. Suddenly were like, maybe July 9th. I ordered it on July 14th, or June 14th. So, cool.
Oh,
what else did I... Oh, I ordered a bunch of stuff from Simons.
Oh, okay. So, home stuff or clothing?
Well, I ordered... What? Pants. I ordered 2 pairs of pants, sort of like flowy, kind of like summery.
Yes.
I hate the word gaucho pants, but that's kind of what they are.
Yeah, like, I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah. So I ordered black ones and then a floral pair. And then I ordered a new, I love the front door like mats from Simons. They're heavy, they're thick, and they're really nice, and they're like $14 if you get one sale.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. And you have like a beautiful front entry, so you can... pop that
out. Well, I had that old one that was like home sweet home, but I left it out all winter and it got kind of run down, so I got a new one, and I mean, it was $15, so that's out somewhere in the universe. It's apparently been delivered, but I tried to look at the shipping info today and they were just like, it was basically just question marks. I'm like, okay, cool. Ooh, so I'll just get it when you guys are ready to get it. I feel like there's something else out in the world waiting for me.
What else have you purchased, like in real life or whatever in the last...
Yes. Okay, well, so last weekend, Ricky and I, we've had a couple brunches together. So we've had some lovely weekends. Like, I mean, we had some brunches and shopping moments. Like, everything feels kind of
great
again.
Absolutely.
So Ricky and I last weekend went to, speaking of trying to ram everything into one weekend, I basically went on a 24-hour bender from Friday to Saturday night. Do not recommend. That's a young woman's game. And
that's also, it's like you do it once at the beginning. You know, and then you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You're good for the summer.
Mm-hmm. It's like you learn your lesson.
Yeah. Right?
This is a marathon. This is a marathon, not a sprint. And like, I remember a couple years ago at Stampede, I was so excited. And I went so hard at Sneak a Peek on Thursday.
So like not
even
out.
The start of Stampede. Mm-hmm. such a rookie move. But so we went to Our Daily Bread.
You
guys haven't been there, go there for brunch.
It was so good, but can we tell? Okay, so I came in all guns a-blazing. Like, why these black trousers with the fancy white...
Ricky looked so good. So that good. White polo shirt that you had on. Damn. Yes,
I felt great. I had my new sunglasses on, which I did buy. So I bought new Ray-Ban Wayfarers in brown with brown lenses. Yes, good.
Oh, they looked so good. So even your happy. Belt.
Yeah, the belt. Yeah. Everything was giant.
And sorry, guys, I came in off of a 24-hour bender. So you can imagine great. What we I had, looked like. We both oh, had please.
White we both had white shirts on.
Of course we did.
Well, which was a mistake on my part. So I ordered the mezza platter and we split a couple things, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Instantly trying to crack into a falafel that was covered in turmeric and like labneh. It was so small. They were too small and I couldn't cut through it. I just pelted it across the table onto my white shirt instantly. Oh. Labneh all over my black pants. And I just... You know, you need to, I was feeling like hot shit. I needed that to take me down 10 notches. And I had to wash that shirt like 3 or 4 times in a row.
Because
I had to keep treating it. Like it would, you know, that stain would just, I think I've got it under control. Then I show it to Matt and I'm like, can you find the stain? His eyes and fingers go directly to the stain. He's like, there. And I'm like, I can't spot that. So thank you. And then I saw it. Yes. So we went to.
Oh my God, Matt. Yeah. So I was gonna say Matt and I ran. Speaking of Matt, Matt and I ran into each other at the vaccine clinic. We were dressed identical.
Oh yes, all blacks. Well, you all black. Are the people in my life who have just an all black wardrobe.
We were both literally wearing black t-shirts and black denim. Like we were wearing the exact same outfit, and I was. Oh, I love it. Anyways, we went to our Daily Bread. That was a total aside, but if you can go there. I've been to the old one where it's just like you drop in and grab some stuff. I hadn't actually sat down at this restaurant and like the servers are so lovely. It's just a great experience. And so the people good. Watching is unmatched. Oh my God, the vibe unmatched. Of the people in there.
Oh my God.
Fascinating.
Cause you're straddling so many areas Mount Royal and Alto, like all these like, and then like just riffraff. Like it's good. It's so I good. Love it. Love it.
Worth it alone. And then the weekend before we went to Blue Star, which was also a lovely experience. I haven't been to Blue Star.
Very fun.
I haven't been to Blue Star in a really long time. It's like an OG spot, right?
We were on top of the world that one too. Yes, it was so fun.
That was a fun one. We went so early. I agreed to a 9:15. That's not a brunch. That's a breakfast. I agreed to a 9:15 start time to that. That was like a one and only.
I know. I was like, what? Is it going to happen? And it did. And we got a seat. We got seats at both right away. I was like, this, Sarah, is what it's all about. When you're here before 10,
I know.
Things happen. Things click.
I know. And then we're actually checking out, not this weekend, but the following weekend, the new spot in the Wesley Hotel in Calgary.
Fonda Flora.
There you go.
Ooh. I think, yes. It's going to be good. Mexican it's high-end inspired. Mexican inspired. And then I also went to Sidewalk Citizen Park. Like their park location this past weekend, and it was spectacular. Their bagel with lox and cream cheese, or it's labneh, I think, it was stunning, Sarah. Stunning, so good. Anyway, did you shop after?
What did you do after that? So we had like a lovely brunch, and then I've been talking about how I've wanted to buy a dress from Park and Fifth, that place in Vancouver, that dress shop in Vancouver. So what I didn't realize is that one of my friends told me is that they set up a a pop-up, I guess you'd call it, in the back of Love Note in Inglewood. So Inglewood or Love Note is a bridal shop in Inglewood. Yeah, and in the back there's Park and Fifth. And so Park and Fifth has wedding dresses and bridesmaids dresses, but they also have just like special occasion, they call them dresses.
Uh-huh.
And because I'm going to that wedding in Penticton, I was like, I want a dress. Okay, talk about an optimal, I cannot recommend this shopping experience enough. So I booked an appointment, just booked it online. I moved it 5 times, literally, they were so chill about it. Finally, I got my son, I was like, hey, Sunday, I'm going. I go, I have the whole thing to myself with just one woman, just me and her. We have a full hour together. Come in. There's like racks and racks. Like there's tons of dresses, but it's all organized really well. It's not like overwhelming. And they actually had sizes in stock. I felt like they had one of every single size. There was maybe like 2 dresses where they didn't have like, they had like clothes, but not exactly. Like, they would have like, if I needed a medium, they had a large or a small, like, you know what I mean? Wow. There was only maybe like 1 or 2 dresses where that happened, but the stock was really I was not expecting them to have that much in stock, considering it's kind of like a pop-up. Anyways, I tried on like 15 dresses. And again, it's so nice because it's just you and this woman. And then I'm like in the change room and I was coming out and we were chatting about it. And like, she was really good at knowing the sizes. Their sizing was a bit wonky. So I'm really glad I did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tried on like 3 different sizes and dresses. So, and I wouldn't have known that. And the one that I really, really wanted, that I had seen online, I was like, I'm going to buy this dress. It was the first dress I tried on and it did not fit. It did not fit me properly. It did not suit me.
Okay.
So it was kind of a bummer, but at least I didn't order it and then go through this whole thing, right? Yeah. So I ended up, anyways, just such so clean, fresh, bright in there. Like, just love the whole thing. I ended up getting 2 dresses. I know. So I got the, one's called the Jericho dress and the other one's called the Jubilee dress. And so the Jubilee dress is, it has like little straps that you can kind of wear down off the shoulder if you want to. They're like a little bit ruffled. And then it's just like straight across the top. It's really fitted the whole way down, but not like, it's like a real material. It's not like silky or slinky. So it shows every mark under your body. Like it just goes like straight down. And then it has like a little kick out at the bottom, like a little ruffle on the bottom. I did get in black. I got a floral print. It was like, it has like pink or red roses kind of on it. It's really pretty. It'll be really pretty. That's what I'm going to wear to the wedding. Like it'll be really pretty in like a vineyard.
Exactly. In Penticton in the summer, you need something breezy and light and, you know, really, feminine, but you know what I mean?
No, totally. And I'll just wear like a nude like heel or something. And then I can bring like a pair of like, even a pair of like new dressier sandals to wear if my feet are killing me after. I feel like heels, so having to wear heels this summer is going to be terrifying. Like,
is it outdoor?
It's outdoor. Oh, it's a winery.
Do you have like a, kind of like sandals, like wedges or something like that?
Oh yeah. Good. I have to bring both because I feel like my feet are not going to survive wearing heels again.
You're right. It's scary. God. Like your feet don't even have the right, you know, calluses to wear an outdoor heel. Yeah,
they're so weak now. They've been in slippers for like a year. They've been
pampered.
Yeah, and then I just randomly, this dress is, it's a bit more casual. It was probably the most casual of all the dresses there. It's called the Jericho dress. It has like thin straps that tie at the top, and it's red. Excuse me, the color is called Hot Hot Heat. So thank you. It's a full red dress. Yes. Oh, sorry guys. I don't know if you can hear. I feel like it's very loud. Ricky was noting last week that it's very loud around me, but I literally have a pen. There's what can only be described as a pen of children directly across me. It's like a daycare, and they're literally in a pen, and I look down on the pen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hot spot.
And then the toilet in my office randomly flushes on its own. So that's there you go. It's really great when I'm in meetings.
Yeah, exactly. Like people think you're in the washroom.
Yeah, no, actually. Like it's so bad. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I've had to tell everyone. But anyways, I bought 2 dresses, and I think I just was like, you know, because the shopping experience was so nice, I was like, I'm going to treat myself to this like red Jericho dress. It's great. Yeah. It's just like a flowy light dress for summer. I'm really excited about it. And I feel like I have a trip to a hot location planned for November. I'm going to a wedding in Mexico. So I'm going to bring that with me. It's going to be great.
Exactly. Oh my God. Yeah. That is so good. No, you know, I do think summer dresses are a wonderful investment because it's probably the thing that you buy the least of, you know,
totally.
Kind of summer nice. I'm always scrambling to find a nice outfit in the summer. If I have to go to a wedding or something.
Yeah. Like, ooh, I think it'd be hard for men. Yeah.
Hard for men. Well, you know, you really do need like a tan kind of cotton poplin suit and a navy poplin suit to really, or a linen suit or something, like to really have all the basics covered. I have a wedding, just like a ceremony of our friend Jordan is getting married on July 1st.
Oh, that's right.
And it's amazing that all the restrictions are being lifted for that
so
day.
Lucky.
It's so great. So I was kind of trying on some different things. And yeah, it's always some pickings. I always feel like I'm concocting this outfit that's never quite what I want in the summer.
Yeah.
Never quite what I want. So
I know it's hard.
No, it's good to just drop it, to do it, to have those options in your closet.
Totally. And I'm like, just glad I did it. So if anyone's looking for, you know, you want to be, it like reinvigorated me for shopping and like good shopping experience. And it like raised the bar for me, you were talking about, right? And, like and what another, the expectation is.
What is it? And it, another, a tick for shopping in person.
Yes.
It was good. You got service. You got the size you want.
Absolutely. And I didn't have to like mess around with like sending stuff back. I feel like I'm so disheartened about like buying stuff and sending it back, buying stuff and sending it back. Like I have some stuff that I got. So I bought some stuff from the Aritzia sale. So stupid. I'm taking it all back. Honestly, it was all so cropped. I'm like, what? I feel like they're just, it's basically like one of the tank tops is basically a sports bra at this point. I'm like, where am I wearing this?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm not 17. Like, where am I wearing this? And I have to take it back. And I only have 2 weeks. So I have till today to take it back. So I have to scramble today after work. And like, it's just, the experience is just like, I feel like I'm bending over backwards to these, like I'm catering to retailers and that's not what I want. And like, honestly, the dresses weren't even that expensive. I think I spent together, they were just over $300, which I'm not saying is nothing. It's not cheap. It's not like super cheap, but these are, you know, special occasion, nicer dresses that you're going to have. And like,
And I was also thinking, you know, for brick and mortar versus online shopping, I don't know how much of a savings to the retailer online is, because think of how many free shipping and free returns and free this and like happens with online shopping. Whereas I'm sure for brick and mortar retail, there are fewer returns and fewer of that rigmarole. And I bet you build a more loyal customer in person too.
Yeah, you have to. Like,
you have to, right?
There's no way. Yeah. So
I think store design and all of that, like the touch points when you're in person, really speak to the values of the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you really know, right? Like you don't know online, like who they are, what they stand for, what their aesthetic really is. So anyway, did you buy anything else?
Of course I did. So I've been outfitting my patio. So I don't think we've recorded since, I think it was just before I was going to do that light project with my friends there on the roof. We started the beams. So we did it. It was successful. It required I've been to the Home Depot probably 4 more times since my Home Depot rant last week. Each time has been, I won't go on another Home Depot rant. I'll spare everyone. But we did get all the things we needed. We strung up the lights. It was so great. But then also that weekend, you should have seen us on Saturday. Like, I feel like we were terrorizing stores. Like, we went into, and I had been looking for like a rug for a while. I'd been looking for, I knew I was going to need different lights because the ones that I had weren't going to fit, weren't going to string up across. They weren't going to be long enough. And so I was just like kind of hesitating and pulling the trigger. I feel like that day, all the stars aligned, everything clicked, and I was like, bye, 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 bye.
Oh,
like,
okay, good.
So we got everything we needed from Home Depot, and then we're like, okay, let's hit the superstore, and maybe they have lights. Because we were kind of trying to figure out where else we could get lights. We go into the superstore, and we went to one of the ones. Okay, I feel like in the one in Deerfoot Meadows is always picked over. So we went to one of the ones in the north, like in the northwest.
Okay.
And okay, their selection of home stuff was crazy. We walked in and we went to the home stuff, and I spent $300 but I got everything I needed. It was crazy. So I found a rug, this really great like circle rug. It's black and white. It was like $60 or $70, exactly what you want to spend on an outdoor rug, right?
Yes.
I was like, I'll take that. And then I wanted a new table for the main patio because I didn't like how matchy-matchy the table that I had down there was. So I just wanted a simple black one. Got a simple black one. It was like $30. I'm like, okay, thank you. Grabbed that. Like, we didn't get a cart. You should have seen us trying to carry all this shit to the superstore because we thought we were just getting lights, and then ended up with like a rug with a table. Like, oh my God. And then I ended up, the lights I needed, lights are just going to be expensive, but the ones I really liked are those like really great Edison bulb ones.
Yes.
The superstore brand of them, still expensive, but they were on sale for, I think, $40 a box, and I had to get 3. So we grabbed those, and they worked perfectly. So
and they last forever. Honest to God, they'll last you like the lighting time on those are probably like 5,000 hours. So you have no problem.
We just grabbed some other. I feel like we grabbed other stuff because I did spend quite a bit. But what was amazing, and I didn't know this, is that That day at Superstore, they were doing, if you spent $100 on home stuff, you got 50,000 optimum points.
Oh my God.
50,000? I can't remember
that's
now.
That's 50 Hold bucks. On. That's half up.
I think it was 25,000. So yeah, it was 25,000 for every $100 you spent. No. And I spent 200. Yeah, I think I spent about two, once it was all said and done, I think it was about 250 on actual, like 220 on actual home stuff. And then that qualified. So I got 50,000 bonus points.
This is amazing. This
it
is
was
like
so good.
About. This is what it's all
it
about.
Was
this
so
is
so good.
Yes. This is great. I live for this. I live for the double dip. I live for the layered points with sale. I love with I the know. Oh, I live for the
it was,
for it all.
I was so satisfied. Like, yeah. So we came back, we crushed it and just like set it all up. And then I went to the Home Depot recently and bought a bunch of fake grass from Home Depot, laid it on the deck, and then put the pool on top of it. So
lovely.
Great. Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
That is
it looks,
really coming together.
It looks really cute. And then, because I cannot be trusted with plants, like, honestly, I don't know what it is. I murder everything I bring into this house. Like, it's unbelievable to me. So, my friend Sarah had found these awesome fake outdoor trees from Rona, and they're like pretty high, and they're they're really nice. Like when you look at them from a distance, like you wouldn't really realize they're fake, and they're so yes. So I grabbed. She actually brought me one, so sweet, as a housewarming present. But I think I'm gonna go back and grab a couple more. To
like three nice, exactly, and then like go full tilt on that. On that rooftop patio, you're gonna live up there. You already are. You're loving it, right?
Yeah. So I have been on a honestly, that's not even it. But I'm gonna stop talking now and hear some more of your purchases because I have been on an absolute terrorizing the city.
Unbelievable.
She's been shopping, and I've been unstoppable.
You've been unstoppable, and I know that you were like trying to pull back lately. But I think the moment you say,
my credit card is alarming.
Right. But I feel like the moment you say I'm pulling back, that actually triggers something in you, Sarah, that you you actually go forward faster.
It's true. I feel like I'm like relentless. Well, even on Monday, I'm continuing to talk about Monday. I was like, oh, I'm just gonna like pop into HomeSense. I just want to go.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I haven't found stuff in HomeSense in so long. I bought a throw pillow for the couch. I bought a shower curtain. I bought some new towel.
It's like you're rebelling against yourself.
I know. It's bad. It's so bad. But
also
I'm finding so much great stuff.
And your mom's coming and you're going to host
her.
It is so fun to host someone in a space that you love. That's just a good feeling. And
true.
I am full support. You know me. I'm never going to tell you not to shop.
I know. You're never going to pull me in. Although my mom has like, I'm not really hosting her as much as she has a list of chores she needs to be completing this week.
I know, but that's like, that in a way is like savings. Like for her to get her to do that, if you hired someone to do that, that's all your purchases.
It's true. I'm being
you're freeing up.
Being strategic.
Exactly.
Okay, what else?
Well,
what else have you been buying?
Okay, well, I bought those Ray-Ban Wayfarers that I have a black. I almost always only wear Wayfarers. I love them so much.
Yeah.
I have the black ones, and I had brown ones that weren't that great. I don't even know if they were real. Honest to God, I bought them at Winners. Well, I had this pair of brown ones that I found at Winners, and I'm like, were they really Wayfarers? I don't even know. And I sat on them in the, used to have this like, bad habit of putting my sunglasses on my car seat as I was out doing an errand. Like, why would someone do that? And then I'd get in, sit on them, bend them up, really bad move. And they were wrecked. And Matt has a pair of these brown ones, brown Wayfarers with brown lenses that are just perfection. I envy them so much. So I double dipped. They are having a sale, $40 off their Wayfarers. Plus an extra 10% savings from Rakuten. So I came in, like, I think they were $150 or something like that, or maybe even less. It was really good. So I got those. I finally pulled the trigger on the most innocuous, the stupidest fashion purchase of my life. Still to be seen, Sarah. I don't know. It's not here yet. It's lost like yours. It says it's departed Concord, Ontario. Where, what is Concord?
Concord, Ontario.
What is Concord, Ontario? Is that where FedEx is or something? Or
that's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it's in Concord. And so I bought these 6-inch, like, which is a very relatively high rise kind of like short size for men. Pleated khaki shorts.
No.
It's gonna be something else. I bought them in like brown tan and then like a white sand, like a white khaki, like a light khaki. And we'll see it.
Ooh, we'll, I'm excited see to these see are. These.
Like, they could go where it's like, oh my god, this is the best. They were only like $30 each. This could be the best. This is like the biggest find of my life. Or it could be so hideous that I am stuck with them because I don't think I can return them. I'm not even sure.
If they're hideous, you have to take a photo and post them on the, like,
exactly.
On Instagram.
I will. They
either way,
might be hideous.
See these shorts,
they might be hideous. So I got those, but they could be so good. They could be
so
good.
It's worth the risk. You know, it's worth the risk.
You know, a lot of these brands, like Lands' End or not J. Crew, but like Dockers or like some of those old man brands, if they would just keep going down in their lane, cyclically, they would be in style every 20 or 30 years, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but here you have a brand like Dockers or Lands' End, who is doing pleated khakis, pleated khakis, pleated khakis. The second pleated khakis are actually in style again, or pleated pants are in style, like wide leg trousers for men, suddenly they're doing a slim leg with no pleats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that, like, you know, they're doing this for 100 years, then year 101, exactly when they shouldn't change is when they revamp all of their styles. And I hate it.
Switch
anyway,
up the game.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think I got the last of the pleated khakis from this like heritage brand. And then to make the order, cause I was putting so many things in the basket. I told this story last time. I had to order like a cotton.
Right.
Yeah. I ordered like a kind of like a cream camel colored cotton sweater. So I think it could be good. I don't know, Sarah. So I'll post that. We'll see.
We're waiting for it to arrive. This is what we're waiting to arrive in Concord, Ontario.
Yes. and then I bought Anastasia brow gel. It's it's called Freeze Fix or something like that. And it's kind of like mimics. Remember I gave you, have you tried the brow gel?
Yes, I have tried it. Yes, I forgot to tell you.
Is it good? Is it?
It's good. I feel like I have to put stuff like with it. I feel like my brows aren't long enough to kind of really make it. But like I go over it. I do like it. Yeah.
It's good.
It gives it a little something.
Yeah, for sure. This Anastasia one really laminates them to your face. So it really is good.
How many brow products do you think you
use
in this year?
So many.
Every
it's my
episode.
Number one purchase. So I got that. And then like the corresponding, there's like a spoolie that you can buy as well. I got that from Sephora. And then again with Rakuten points. And I also ordered from the Glossier sale. You know, like
there was a Glossier sale?
Oh, Sarah.
Why does no one tell
me
anything?
25% off everything, basically.
What?
Yes.
Okay, again. This is the information that I need access
what?
To.
I
not
thought,
like,
I thought you're I on your fingers on the pulse more than mine for Glossier.
I don't know. I don't know. I
Why
feel like
do
I get such stupid emails. Like I get 75 emails a day from Wayfair that I just delete all of my emails and then things like this get lost.
Yes. So they had this great sale. And again, have you used your Rakuten ever?
No.
Okay. Again. I use Rakuten. I got
10% extra.
Are you
secretly extra 10%. A spokesperson for them? And this is just like a whole ruse.
my lifetime money back from Rakuten, and this is doing nothing, is $150. Like, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered Boy Brow in both blonde and brown because I want to have multidimensional brows and like seasonally. I don't know. When I'm like more tanned or if my hair colors, I don't know, whatever. And then I also bought the Brow Flick. But what I'm really loving recently is I bought the NYX kind of brow pen. It's like a flick pen, kind of like a soft, I don't know what it's called exactly. And it is perfection. With one of those glosses, like the NYX brow, whatever it's called, pomade, or the Anastasia one, it's pure perfection. It's so good what it does for your brow. So, yes, I have so many brow products. Like, it's
brows have come a long way though.
Insane.
Like 10 years ago we didn't even talk about brows and we just like tried to remove them from our faces basically, and now it's like I would love to know how much of an industry brow product alone is.
Oh, I know, right? Like, think of the over plucking. I don't think anyone will ever go back to that because.
Oh God, I hope not.
Right? Will it come back in style? That whole Gwen Stefani brow, you know, when she had just like a little thin
sliver of a brow. Let's resist. Let's resist it. So, like the skinny jean, like everyone hating on the skinny jean. Like, no, bye.
I'm trying to think of like what comes in and out of style of for me that I just will never. I guess my haircut. I've had the same haircut and hairstyle since I don't even know when, the mid-2000s. Like 2005. Like it's always been the same.
I feel like mine's been pretty similar. Like I've changed it. Like I'll get bangs sometimes or do.
Right. Well, you got bangs light. Are you going to commit to bangs at any time? Like make.
I'm thinking in the fall. I need to change. I need bangs in the winter are a nightmare. They're a sweaty disaster. Like I am not ready for that type of commitment in my life.
In the summer,
they're disgusting. Okay. Like, don't do them in the summer. But in the fall, they're really cute. The only problem in the winter is that then you put on a toque and you just, like, crush them down. And it's their bangs are, except a bang comb that I would, like, bring out at, like, and just comb my bangs.
Well, are bangs the type of thing for you where you get them cut and then instantly you're growing them out and that's your whole mission?
No. Usually when I commit, think about it. Like, there's been, since we've known each other, there's probably been twice that I've had bangs for, like, a year. I'll commit to them for, like, a year.
I can't picture you in my head with bangs.
Okay, that photo of us from the Nordstrom gala, the power couple, power couple photo. I have bangs in that photo.
Bangs in that photo. That's right. You know what they're doing. Yeah.
But my hair is white blonde. I was doing, like, bleach in tone. So I haven't really had bangs since my hair has been like much closer to my natural hair color. So that would be interesting to see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What other styles would you never give up?
Ooh, I don't know. I feel like I'll never give up. Yeah, like skinny jeans, I'll never give up. I don't know. Again, I feel like my style veers towards very like basics, casuals. That it's never really going to go out of style. You know what I mean? Like, I'll adopt the odd trend here and there, but I'm not, I don't know. I feel like I'll never give up big earrings. I love big earrings now. I feel like I'll never be able to give it up.
Right?
Although I was really on the big necklace train like 10 years ago and never saw myself giving that up. And now I've given
statement
that up,
necklaces,
so.
Like big, you know.
Yes,
like
I loved a statement necklace, but I don't know.
But now you're right. The petite little, like just a little gold chain so in. So, you know, that's the type of thing that's pretty easy to change up, I guess, you know.
So that's a weird one. I was going to say I had another shopping one though that I wanted to tell you about.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay, so also this week in my trying to cut back, LOL, I went shopping again. And I was on Instagram and Peacock Boutique which is a consignment store here in Calgary. I was creeping them and they had this like beautiful J. Crew skirt. And I was like, oh, I love that skirt. I must have it. So I like messaged them, got them to put it on hold for me, went to try on the skirt. Did not like the skirt. Thank God I tried it on.
Yeah.
But when I was in there, I felt like they had so... Usually I'm like, I'll do a creep around and I'll never... I don't know. I'll find the odd thing. I had like 20 things in the changing room with me. It was crazy. I was like, what's going on here? I had to like literally... I was like, okay, I cannot spend like $300 right now. I need to really like take this
up.
Yes. So I ended up getting though three things. I got a pair of black pants that are like... I literally got all black things. So just let's get this out there. Don't judge me. Get on with it. They're like these pants from Zara, never worn, still the tags on them. Oh. High waisted, kind of like a gaucho style, but they have four buttons, like tortoiseshell buttons up the front.
Oh, yes.
So cute. They're a little tight. I feel like I got them home and I was like, damn it. These are maybe a little bit tighter than I would want, but they're really cute. I do love them. So I'm like, okay. Then they had this, so last summer I had bought it. It's the house dress. It's like the shirt dress, house dress thing from Aritzia.
Okay.
It's like, has a little collar, has like a button, has like seven buttons down the front, and then it has like a tie around the waist.
Oh.
It was $60. Like, that dress was double that in stores. So, and it only came out like last year.
Oh.
Well, and this is the new one because it has, this one has pearl buttons when the version before had tortoiseshell. So it's a pretty new dress. So I got that, and then I got this like long... I know this is ridiculous, but I got this like long black flowy kimono thing too, which I really love, which I'm like, okay, this will be so cute over just like t-shirts and tank tops and jeans and stuff just to like elevate it a little. So cute.
Oh, That's
I know. So all these consignment good. Wins. I was like, damn it.
You know what I've been kind of wanting maybe is like, is this totally stupid? A straw hat of some sort?
What? No, I love a straw hat. I've been looking for, okay, I either want like a straw, like kind of, I have a giant sun hat. I have the Joanna hat from like the Brixton Joanna one, which is massive. Oh, yes,
I love that.
But I want something a little bit, it's like a lot. So I want something a little bit more low key. I kind of almost want like a fedora shape.
Yeah, just a perfect fedora. No, well, it is.
Or like a cowboy, almost like a cowboy. Oh. Yeah, Panama. I think what I have is Panama and it's huge. So there's actually one at, weirdly enough, I Googled this. This is very timely. There's, Urban Outfitters. It's a rancher style of hat. That's what I want. It's a rancher style. So it's like a mix between a fedora and a cowboy hat.
Yes. I know exactly what you mean. Okay. So have you also, we should go in there. We should just pop in to Smithbuilt. So in Calgary, we've got our very own, and they do all of the Western styles. So they do rancher, cattle driver, they do cattle salesman, they do traditional. Cattle salesman. Like if you're, they have one that's like what like a cattle salesman would wear.
Oh my God, I love that.
Like all the traditional kind of hats. And I think they have a lot of them in straw. A lot of them are wool, and a lot of them are like fur felt.
Yeah, well, of course.
Then you go, you know, the sky's the limit for price tag, but we should go in there for a little excursion.
I love it. Yes. No, I want, I'm all for straw hats. This is the season. I mean, you're moving to Arizona, going to be burnt all the time. You were burnt from sitting on my patio at like 11 in the morning. So you're going to get roasted.
Yeah, I'm going to get roasted. It's shocking what the sun in Calgary does to me, let alone, it's going to be something else, Sarah. But let's go in and do that. I have, and I ordered a couple things too. I think these are in I ordered white jeans.
Oh.
Like just white Levi's 501s, like in the cut, in the 1993 cut, which I really like.
Okay.
Because I figured, so I have this like tan blazer and... Oh, and I also ordered 3 linen shirts from Uniqlo, which are gorgeous, white, kind of beige, and a light blue, $20 each, $20 each.
Nice.
It's crazy. Nice. I don't know, the ethics of it, but honestly, I don't know. At least linen is quite a sustainable.
Yeah.
It's a sustainable crop, at least, so maybe I don't feel so bad about it. But I'm picturing for my, for the wedding, white jeans with black, I have black penny loafers and like a light blue linen shirt with a tan blazer. Nice. Right?
Yeah. Very like classic. Yeah. I like that. Good idea.
Okay.
Oh, I have white Levi's. How long is it going to take for us to wear them together at the same time?
I know, but are these the white Levi's that your mom ruined?
No, she ruined another pair of white pants, and then I forgot that I had these white. Oh,
the other ones. Yeah, I found these white. You're like, I don't have another pair. Yeah,
berating you do. Her.
Right.
Yeah. Don't worry, I won't let her near my laundry this weekend. It's not on her to-do list. It's not on her chore list. But.
Okay, what's the next thing you're buying? What is like on the to-do list? What are you crossing off?
I need a pair of jean shorts, and actually tonight I'm going to return a dress to Zara that's really ugly that I just tried to make work. I tried it in different sizes. It's just not working for me, so I'm going to return it. I almost kept it. I was like, I could make this work. And I was like, no, enough of this. Like, I was like, it was only like $35. No, I don't need this dress. I'm not going to wear this. It's stupid. I don't like it. If I'm hemming and hawing about it this much, I need to return it. I might switch it out. I want to try the mom shorts from Zara because it's supposed to be literally 37 degrees in Calgary next week. Yes. So I need to prepare myself.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I make it that, and then I'm, continually be stocking for home things.
Well, you and your mom, and you and your mom can go do some damage.
Oh God, I feel like I need to rein it in, but I'm sure I'll end up doing. Like I feel like between the two of us, we just said a lot of things. Like, and I'm sorry if anyone is trying to like cut back, but this is not the podcast for you.
Well, if you're trying to cut back, just hold on for dear life and listen to us.
Yeah, maybe we'll just help you. I know so many people have said to me in the last like trying to cut back, but I've been listening to my our podcast, and they're like, makes me want to shop like so badly.
I can see that for
you. You know where you should go if you want to try to shop and you can't? IKEA, because everything is sold out until the end of time.
There you go.
So
go to the Bay and try and look for a salesperson.
Try to buy something. It'll slow you right down.
That will take you out of the market.
Yes. Oh man. Honestly, though, IKEA needs to get their shit together because it's so frustrating. I feel like thing is sold out there. Everything, and I'm still getting fed so many ads. Like, first rule of marketing is if you're sold out, stop. Yeah.
Exactly. Spend your money on something else, like at the time, or save the marketing dollars. But I guess, like, their supply chain is a disaster.
Collapsed during COVID, I heard. Collapsed.
Yes. So crazy. Pretty bad. Yeah, even like cars and stuff. Matt and I are looking at, different options for the States. And there's like not much inventory anywhere.
For cars?
Cars, yeah. They're having there's a shortage of some sort of chip they need or silicon. Oh, God. I don't know. Yeah. So all the supply chains are so off for everything. That's why we have such crazy inflation right now.
Oh.
And that's why I was almost it just hold on to everything you've got.
Yeah. Yeah.
You won't be buying a new one soon. So yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay. Good to know. But I definitely won't be buying a new car. My car is almost paid off. So this is a very exciting moment for me. And then
keep the car. Keep the car. Shop. Exactly. Yes. You don't need a car payment. You don't need a car payment.
Even if it's for 6 months, if I just don't have a car payment, I really want a new car, but I'm I'm going to hold on to this. I want to get one through winter. Where am I driving?
You're driving north. Exactly. Yeah. You live in a neighborhood that's only walking. So yeah, walkable.
I have worked from my home for 16 months.
You're just driving to shop. You're just driving to Home shop. Hardware or whatever. Or
it's
to Home Depot.
It's so true. I don't even drive downtown or to restaurants because I take Ubers or walk because I'm drinking. So true.
Hold on.
You're moving to a car city. Matt and I were talking about that actually.
Definitely a car city. Yeah.
Chatting at the clinic. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Okay, well, is that it? We've exhausted our credit cards, our lunch hour, probably our listener.
I know. You guys are probably enough. I mean, we snapped this in right at the wire, but sorry.
Podcast. Yeah. We have an announcement. We're not doing this as much in the future.
We're not. We're scaling back a little bit. We're going to go to bi-weekly because we're just busy.
It's summer. We're busy shopping. We're busy shopping, traveling. And there's a lot of competing priorities for the summer. And also,
there really is.
Do you, our listener, really have the time
to
indulge? I think once we're back in the fall and things are truly back up to speed, it'll be fun for a weekly. But we'll do bi-weekly for now.
Plus, Ricky and I will be in different cities. I can't even talk about that, but we'll be in different cities, so it'll be exciting too, right? So
we'll be catching up in a different way. Exactly. Yes. It'll be a very American versus Canada vibe.
Oh my God, and I'm gonna be so jealous. And then we'll do some special, we'll do some special recordings from the Four Seasons in Phoenix. And,
exactly.
It'll be great. But yeah, we're gonna go to bi-weekly. So we kind of already have been sneaking,
once in a while.
We're kind of doing a bi-weekly thing. So anyways, we're just going to commit to it, but we're still going to be here. We're still going to tell you about all the things we're buying, all the shopping we're doing. But most people, we're taking a summer holiday. So
yeah,
just taking a little breather.
Okay. So I think that is everything we have. So time to bid adieu.
Yes. Until next time, everyone.
Happy shopping.
Bye.